وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his blessings on you and your family. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina kafaru sawa'un 'alayhim a anzartahum am lam tundhirhum la yu'minun. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, continuing with the ayat of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the kuffar, and Allah ta'ala says, verily it is immaterial to the disbelievers whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has placed a seal upon their hearts and upon their hearing, while there is a veil over their eyes. Theirs shall be a terrible punishment. The deviation of the disbelievers, the kuffar, and their plight in the hereafter. After describing the people of belief and iman, Allah speaks about those disbelievers and kuffar whom Allah knows are destined to die as disbelievers, as kuffar. They are people who know the truth yet refuse to believe and accept Islam. Every person is born as a Muslim, but it is his parents who would mold him to be an adherent to another deen. Eventually, the environment causes him to lose the capability of accepting Islam. So the infidels, the kuffar themselves, are the cause for their inability to accept Islam, because they destroy the capability that they were born with. Allah is only referred to as the one who seals their heart, because He has created man's actions. So the matter requires much explanation, and it can't be justly dealt with due to its complexity. But the simple thing is, if a person heads in the direction of kufr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads him towards kufr. And if he's seeking guidance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him towards guidance. So members of all religious denominations have encountered Islam and Muslims in their lives, and they have also been convinced about the truth of Islam. However, millions of them not only stubbornly reject Islam, but they actually forbid others from accepting it. They even try to dissuade Muslims from Islam. They write against Islam and even instigate people to fight Islam on the grounds of ethnicity, tribalism, and nationalism. So after realizing these factors and assessing the obstinacy of the people, one will surely see the truth of Allah's statement when He says, verily, it is immaterial to the disbelievers whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Amongst people, there are those who say, we believe in Allah and in the final day, whereas they are not believers. They attempt to fool Allah and the disbelievers, but they only fool themselves without realizing it. A disease lurks in their heart, في قلوبهم مرض, and Allah increases their disease. There shall be an excruciating punishment due to the lies that they speak. So the history of the hypocrites and the cause of the hypocrisy. After the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara, and Islam began to spread rapidly, the Jews and especially the scholars resolved to oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were many people from the Medinite tribes of the Aus and Khazraj who were bent on opposing the Muslims. However, because the Muslims were dominant in Medina Munawwara, they could not openly vent their opposition and enmity. It is for this reason that they plotted against the Muslims while pretending to be Muslims themselves. So their leader was a person named Abdullah bin Ubay, who has been unanimously nominated the king of Medina before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival. So he was due to be crowned, but upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival in Medina Munawara, he never received the coronation. So since he could never have his way while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present, he and his allies, they pretended to accept Islam, but secretly plotted to disunite the Muslims. So at one and the same time, they benefited from being Muslims while not being ostracized by their tribes, nor losing their association with the infidels, the kuffar. So Abdullah bin Ubay also relished the thought that he would soon ascend to kingship, because he anticipated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not remain long in Medina Munawwara. So he therefore feigned being a Muslim, eagerly awaiting the fall of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These hypocrites called Munafiqeen would tell the Muslims that they were also Muslims, while infidelity and kufr still lurked in their hearts. They would also meet secretly with the infidels, the kufar, telling them that they sided with them. So when the Muslims decided with the Muslims, when they went to the kuffar, they told them, "We side with you." So they performed salah to maintain their status, but because they were infidels, kuffar at heart, they were not particular about performing the salat in congregation. The salah was also performed reluctantly and without any sincerity. To maintain their guise, they also participated in jihad, in religious war, in expeditions. But few actually reached the battlefield because they often deserted en route. They fell off from the army. So those who did reach the battlefield behaved treacherously and they caused harm to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions radiyallahu anhum. These hypocrites, these munafiqeen, would swear on oath that they were Muslims, but left no stone unturned to harass the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions radiyallahu anhum. Whenever they were confronted, they would deny on oath that they have any involvement in the particular matter. Their mischief is mentioned in the second ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah, the 21st ruku of Surah An-Nisa, in Surah Hashr and Surah Munafiqun. Surah Bara'a discusses their evil behavior in detail. Despite the evils, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always behaved cordially towards them and patiently endured the harassment that proceeded from them. He continued to preach Islam in the kindest manner so that they may be guided to accept Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also realized that if he was stern with them, the other non-Muslim tribes, the Arab tribes who were unaware of the situation, would think that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ill-treats his followers. So this would then dissuade them from accepting Islam. So however, the time did eventually come when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to drive them out of his masjid. And the details of this can be found at the beginning of the second volume of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's biography written by Ibn Hisham. Now Allah says in the above verses, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Amongst people, there are those who say, "We believe in Allah and in the final day," whereas they are not believers, but they merely lie to people. The belief iman is not restricted to a verbal utterance, but must be accompanied by a firm belief in the heart. A person will never be regarded as a believer, a mu'min, till he believes in everything that Allah revealed to his prophets and which he has commanded that people believe in. Allah describes the hypocrites in the following words in Surah Ma'idah. From those who say, "We believe," with their mouths, whereas their hearts have not believed. The deception that they employed is referred to in the Quran and Ahadith as nifaq, hypocrisy. Those who adopt this behavior are called munafiqeen, hypocrites. So the Arabic word nifaq is derived from the root word of nafaq, which literally refers to a tunnel that has two openings on either side. So the act of hypocrisy has been termed nafaq or nifaq because the hypocrites enter Islam from one side and then they exit from the other side. Nifaq is the worst form of infidelity in kufr because it is a conglomeration of disbelief, lying and deception. In fact, the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, even fool the infidels kuffar because they are not really loyal to them either. They are really not affiliated to any party. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 142 and 143 of Surah An-Nisa, indeed the hypocrites seek to deceive Allah, whereas He deceives them. When they stand up to Salah, they stand up lazily to be seen by people, and they remember Allah only a little therein, swaying between, they are neither towards these nor towards those. You shall never find a way for him whom Allah has led astray. So the hypocrites, the munafiqeens, are never loyal to any party, but will incline towards the party that offers them the most lucrative worldly gain. Then too, they will only align with that group for as long as they receive benefit. Thereafter, they will desert their group as well. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has equated a hypocrite to a lone goat between two herds. She sometimes joins one herd to fall pregnant, and sometimes joins the next to attain her goal. So Allah Ta'ala says, they attempt to fool Allah and the believers, but they only fool themselves without realizing. While they think that they have fooled Allah and the Muslims, they will taste the consequences of their deception. So the disease of hypocrisy has intensified throughout the ages. Jealousy, enmity, and love for material wealth causes it. The hypocrites, the munafiqeen, suffer disgrace in this world and will also be subjected to the most severe punishment in the hereafter. Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated, nifaq was prevalent during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nowadays, there exists either Islam or kufr, infidelity. The commentators of hadith have interpreted his statement to mean that people cannot assess the condition of each other's hearts. None can say for sure whether another person is a hypocrite, a munafiq, or not. So nifaq was recognized during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to inform the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about who exactly the hypocrites and the munafiqin were. So a person cannot also term another as an infidel, a kafir, unless he hears unambiguous words of infidelity, kufr, from his lips. Otherwise, a person must be regarded as a Muslim if he calls himself one. Then when they are told, do not spread anarchy on the earth, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, they say, we are but reformers. Behold, they are the anarchists, but they do not perceive it. So when they are told, believe like the people believe, they say, should we believe like the fools believe? Behold, they are indeed the fools, but they know it not. When they meet the believers, they say, we believe. And when they are alone with the devils, they say, we are certainly with you. We were only jesting. It is Allah who jests with them, and they wander blind in their rebellion. Now the claim and the behavior of the hypocrites. Allah Ta'ala says, when the munafiqeen are told, do not spread anarchy on earth, then they say, we are but reformers. They are anarchists, but they do not perceive it. The hypocrites, munafiqeen, had a hand in all the antagonistic attempts against the Muslims, but vehemently denied such involvement when confronted. They used to disclose the secrets of the Muslims to the infidels, the kuffar, our enemy, and would forbid people from accepting Islam and used to mock the Muslims. So Allama ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh interprets the verse to mean that the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, pleased both the Muslims and the infidels, the kuffar, and maintained relations with both. So they interpreted their nifaq as Islam reformation, while they thought that it belonged to either party. Neither of the two parties ever accepted them as being a part of them. So the claim of being reformists is false. In fact, they will suffer the grievous consequences of their lies in both worlds, but they fail to perceive this fact. So when they are told, believe like the people believe, then they say, should we believe like the fools believe? The hypocrites, the munafiqeen, refer to the companions, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, especially the Muslims from the Aus and Khazraj tribes, to be fools. So in so saying, they considered themselves to be intelligent people. Allah replies to them by saying, behold, they are indeed the fools, but they know it not. They are foolish to subject themselves to the scorn of both the Muslims and the infidels, the kuffar. The behavior of the munafiqs, the hypocrites, is such that when they meet the believers, they say, we believe. And when they are alone with the devils, that is the infidels, the kuffar leaders, they say, we are certainly with you. We were only jesting when we told the Muslims that we are also Muslims. It is Allah who jests with them. That is, Allah will punish them for their jest. Allah jests with them by granting them respite in this world so that they intensify their misdeeds. They think that they are in good stead, whereas they are actually heading for hell. So they mock and jeer the Muslims in this world, whereas in the year after, it will be the Muslims who will laugh at them. And they wander blind in their rebellion. The hypocrites, the munafiqeen, think that their wealth and properties will guarantee their success. Little do they realize that they are being deceived by this. Allah says in verse 55 and 56 of Surah Mu'minun, do you think that by us granting them an increase in wealth and sons, we wish to hasten in granting them good, but they fail to perceive? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of learning from the ayat of the Noble Quran regarding the kuffar, the mushrikeen, and then finally the hypocrites, the munafiqeen as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from their evil and treachery, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong in our deen. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.